Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, February 1st, the moon is in Pisces during the waxing crescent phase. This is a time of quiet growth and intuitive exploration. Pisces energy invites us to connect with our dreams, creativity, and spiritual insights. The waxing crescent phase encourages us to take the first steps toward nurturing the intentions set during the new moon. Let's see how this mystical energy influences each sign. Aries, the Pisces. Moon activates your 12th house, urging you to retreat and connect with your inner world. Today is a time to listen to your intuition and release lingering fears or doubts. Trust that your quiet reflection will plant the seeds of new beginnings. Taurus, with the moon in your 11th house, your dreams and aspirations are infused with a spiritual glow. This is a day to connect with your community and align your goals with your deeper values. Trust the wisdom that emerges from collaboration and shared vision. Gemini, the Pisces. Moon lights up your 10th house, inviting you to approach your career with creativity and intuition. Reflect on how your professional path aligns with your soul's purpose. This is a powerful time to take small but meaningful steps toward a more fulfilling role. Cancer, the moon in Pisces, energizes your 9th house, inspiring you to seek wisdom and explore new horizons. Whether through study, travel, or spiritual practices, today's energy supports your quest for deeper understanding. Let your heart guide you toward what resonates most. Leo, the Pisces. Moon in your 8th house draws you toward emotional and spiritual transformation. Reflect on what you're ready to release and what you wish to nurture in its place. Trust in the process of renewal. It's through letting go that growth becomes possible. Virgo, with the moon in your 7th house, your relationship take on a compassionate and intuitive tone. This is a day to focus on nurturing connection that bring emotional depth and understanding. Let your empathy guide you toward greater harmony and trust. Libra, the Pisces. Moon in your 6th house encourages you to infuse your routines with creativity and care. Reflect on how your daily habits support your emotional and spiritual well-being. Today is about finding balance in the small acts that bring greater alignment to your life. Scorpio, the moon in Pisces, activates your 5th house, inspiring you to connect with your creativity and passions. This is a time to let your imagination flow freely, whether through art, romance, or playful pursuits. Trust that your authenticity will shine when you follow your heart. Sagittarius, with the moon in your 4th house, today is about nurturing your emotional foundations. Reflect on what makes you feel truly at home within yourself. Create a space, physically or emotionally, where you can connect with your inner peace and sense of belonging. Capricorn, the Pisces. Moon in your 3rd house heightens your intuition in communication. This is a day to share your thoughts and ideas in a way that resonates on a deeper level. Trust in the power of your words. They have the ability to inspire and heal. Aquarius, the moon in Pisces, energizes your 2nd house, bringing focus to your values and resources. Reflect on how your emotional and spiritual well-being align with your material goals. Today is about taking intuitive steps toward building a foundation that truly supports your growth. Pisces, with the moon in your sign, your intuition and sensitivity are amplified. This is your moment to align with your highest self and take gentle steps toward your dreams. Trust in your ability to manifest your intentions. Your energy carries a quiet but powerful magic today. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.